Critic Kevin Whitehead says 30-year-old pianist Cyrus Chestnut is one of the so-called young lions of jazz, which means Chestnut is preoccupied with the fundamentals of swing and blues feeling, and that he draws on jazz styles that were current before he was born. Kevin says most young musicians touted as roaring lions turn out to be undergrown lambs, but Chestnut is different.
Even if Cyrus Chestnut's major label debut wasn't titled Revelation, you could tell he was confident just from the way he attacks the keys. There's no hesitation or uncertainty in his firm, rounded touch, his clean articulation, or his ease with tricky rhythmic figures. Chestnut sounds like nothing makes him happier than playing the piano and checking out what it can do. Sometimes he plays at the very top of the keyboard, where almost no one except Duke Ellington hung out. Cyrus Chestnut is technically dazzling, but he tends to keep his lines and harmonies lean. His playing and his playful tunes are more out of the 1950s than the 60s. Most modern pianists are heavily influenced by McCoy Tyner's billowing chords or early Herbie Hancock's romanticism, not Chestnut. He sounds crisp as an apple in autumn. He can get deep into the blues, too. This one is called Cornbread Pudding. On his CD Revelation, which is on Atlantic, Cyrus Chestnut is joined by bassist Chris Thomas and drummer Clarence Penn. He'd worked with them before, backing up singer Betty Carter. Drummer Art Blakey taught the musicians who came through his band how to structure a solo, how to think ahead. Betty Carter teaches her charges how to think on their feet and keep the music fluid. That's a lesson Chestnut took to heart. He's no big innovator, but that's no matter. It's not about how new you make it, but how fresh you make it sound. So this time, believe the hype. Cyrus Chestnut has got it.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Downbeat, CD Review, Coda, and The Village Voice. He reviewed Revelation by Cyrus Chestnut.